Oh, goodness me, that's a bit wild and exciting for a Friday morning. You're listening to Bob Simpson in for Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch. And joining me now in the studio is Paul Golder, who's just returned from this morning's Brentwood Borough Council briefing meeting. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hello, Bob.
How'd it go this morning?
Yeah, it was good. It was kind of, there was a lot going on, actually. It was a passionate meeting, and the politicians were outnumbering the journalists plus me. I'm not a journalist. Oh, I think he's a journalist plus me. So, yeah, it was like, and we're going to do it in two parts today. We're going to have a discussion from Brentwood's Borough Council about what their latest news is, and then after that we'll have a little break, and then I'm going to talk about some stuff that the Accord, who are the ruling group at Brentwood Borough Council, they had some comments about things that were going on, and it's more of a political nature. And obviously I'll be reporting that and not commenting on
that. Well, you've got a long list of things on your notebook. Number one?
Filling my notebook up, the main topic with Brentwood Borough Council was that they had a meeting with the parish councils last night at the town hall, and this is something that the Accord said that they wanted to do when they took power, and hadn't been happening under the previous Conservative administration. So Barry Aspinall, the leader of the council, says. So they had the meeting with the parish councils. They were all there except possibly without Kelvedon Hatch. All the other ones were there.
Okay.
So there were a lot of now the parish councils are dotted all around. Obviously Brentwood has a couple of urban centres, and there's lots of rural bits. Ingatestone, Frining, West Taunton, Blackmoor, Staunton Massey, and so on. So dotted all over the borough. And Barry met up with the parish councils last night. They were all very pleased to be re-engaged with. They said that they hadn't been in touch with the town at all. They hadn't been in the town hall for several years, and they'd lost faith with the old regime. And Barry said they were a little bit disparaging about the way that they'd been treated in the past.
Okay.
And Barry says that he wants the parish councils to be partners with the council. He wants to help them generate revenue as well. He asked if he talked about a few matters where this might be relevant. One of them was housing. There's a requirement for the council to produce new houses.
Yes.
You can imagine, housing shortage, growing population, coupled with the fact that nobody wants houses in their backyard.
Well, that's right. I did see a report in the Gazette about worries about building on green belt land this morning, I think it was. Yeah.
Well, that's right. And and Barry said that he said he feels that rumours have been spread that Brentwood Borough Council were going to place housing in various parishes on green belt land willy-nilly without consultation and so on. And he said this isn't true. He said all the parishes were anxious about the rumours, and he said that his quote was, there's absolutely no question of forcing any housing on any parish. And by what he means, that doesn't mean he won't build them on Greenbelt land. Quite the opposite. He wants to build some, but he wants it to be with full consultation of the parishes, so that they understand, so that it's going to have the minimum amount of impact.
Okay.
On this, you're not just going to throw up houses on fields and that kind of thing, ruining landscapes.
Right.
He says there are situations where there might be two houses in a village, and there might be a plot in the middle of them, which you could put a house on, but they can't get the planning permission for it, that kind of thing.
Right.
And this has all come up from when the villages were developing, and they were sort of between the wars, and just after the war they had the plot lands thing, about plot lands.
Not really.
It was where people were buying up land and building bungalows and sort of prefabs on them, making sort of people who lived in London, and they were treating them like holiday homes at the weekends.
Okay.
And they were going there, and a lot of Basildon and Laindon was built up that way.
Oh,
and they knocked all the plot lands down and they built the new town there.
Okay.
It's a sort of a hangover from the plot lands days. They've got these odd parcels of land that they can't build on because it's designated as part of the Greenbelt. Another thing, when they were doing the legislation for the Greenbelt, one of the things that they could put in Greenbelts was scrapyards. So you used to get scrapyards all over the place in the Greenbelt. I know that there was one I believe where they've where they were going to build the hotel at Mount Nessing roundabout,
right?
And I'm pretty sure this wasn't discussed at the meeting, but I'm pretty sure from my youth I remember there was a scrapyard there at some point, because I had a friend who used to go over there all the time, pick bits up from it. you know, they're looking at sort of, you know, getting rid of the scrapyards, building houses there if it's all land's decontaminated and it's appropriate and so on.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, there are eyesores as well, other eyesores around the borough. There's one site in Stondermassey called Clapgate, which is, you know, old, you know, again from the plotland days and so on. And the council want a common sense approach about where to build the new houses. They're only going to go forwards from, you know, with agreement of the parish councils about where they should be building them. And parishes have different needs. Some parish needs more elderly accommodation, and some need more houses for young people.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they want to do a real consultation. Some of these consultations, you get the impression that they're just sort of going through the exercise for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But they're kind of being inclusive by the sound of it, yeah?
That's the aim, yeah. That's the aim. The council is also introducing a trading arm. They said this is something I've talked about on the briefings before. They're going to set up a separate company which is going to deal with a lot of the trading, and this is part of the council's entrepreneurial pledge when they took power, the Accord took power. Now, what they want to do is the trading arm will provide affordable housing both in urban areas and in the parishes as well. The housing isn't going to be part of Brentwood Borough Council's housing stock, which means that they don't have to be told by the government that they've got to put the rents up.
Okay.
If they're actually going to be able to use the free market and keep rents the same if they want people to. It's no good having affordable houses if the government's telling you to put the rent up so many percent a year and people can't afford it. So the council will have a bit of flexibility. It'll also earn income for the council and the parishes as well, hopefully. Yeah. They spoke about travellers, which is something we talked about last week. The parish council thanked Brentwood Borough Council for their speedy reaction, which was good. Officers are now trained better at dealing with any problems as they come up. The parish councillor for Doddinghurst was very happy about the amount of information she was given when they had travellers and had a problem in getting rid of them. They talked again about having a transit site as well. Now, none of the parishes want to have a permanent site for travellers on their patch. But Brentwood Borough Council has to provide 84 pitches by law, well, by government direction.
Right.
And Brentwood are actually challenging the documents because they say that the previous council didn't get involved in the discussions which set these rules. So they're looking into that as well. Also looking at traffic and traffic flow as well.
Right.
And
Wilson's Corner?
Well, it's all nicely painted now, and Doddinghurst Road is open again. It was closed last night.
Right.
So I can see new paint on the ground, which is great. Now, interesting statistic. This is really kind of by the by, I think, really. This isn't really to do with the rest of the briefing, but Barry Aspinall said that Councillor Bass, who's in charge of the roads brief at Essex County Council, said that one trip by a heavy goods lorry causes as much damage to the road as 22,000 similar trips with cars.
Really, really amazing.
And, amazing. I don't know. No reason not to doubt it, but mind blowing.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the traveller issue, and Brentwood were looking at possibly making the Roman Triangle, an area up in Mount Nissing, a permanent gypsy site and traveller site, because it's had travellers on there for 15 years and they're renewing it every 2 years.
Right.
And the previous administration just kept renewing and renewing with it, so nobody could turn around and say, you gave us a permanent traveller site here.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the borough needs to have this pitch, otherwise the police will just move them on over and over again.
Yeah.
They're also looking to see if the parishes can come up with areas for renewable energy, for solar panel farms and so on. He didn't actually say the word wind farms,
right,
which I know is very contentious with a lot of people. He didn't say that. But I think wind farms are beautiful, personally.
Yeah, that's just I quite like them. And a lot of people don't even like solar panels out, but I think they're a great advantage, and they're not that much of an eyesore, really, if they're put in the right place, I suppose.
No, well, it's, I guess it's, you know, I think they're better than pylons, personally.
Yes, but, absolutely.
That's become part of everyday life, but you know, if we're going to carry on poisoning and destroying this planet, we're going to have to do something.
Yeah,
but that's that is a political point on it. Yeah, we didn't go down there.
No.
So anyway, it's a massive revenue earner for the borough as well, having solar panel farms and so on, because they generate electricity, which then goes back in, you can sell back to the grid.
Yeah.
So they could make a lot of money as well. There was a subject about funding as well. The previous administration had a grant which is reducing to the parish councils, and Brentwood are going to introduced a parish council community fund for them to access. And Russell Quirk, who was at the meeting as well, said no other councils in Essex and very few in the UK are giving money to their parishes. Right. They normally have to raise it by asking for an amount on the council tax bill.
Yeah.
There's no service level agreement or anything like that. Some parishes, there's no scrutiny either in the past as well. Some parishes have been making a lot of money. Right. I think they said Ingatestone made £90,000 profit last year. I think that's they said £90,000.
Tucking it away for a rainy day.
Well, yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, there's no question of impropriety. Nobody's saying anything like that.
Oh, no. But it doesn't really make sense, does it?
It's just, just some organisations just have loads and loads of money and they make money. They just put it in the bank.
Yeah.
Don't know what that's like being at Phoenix FM. Never mind. A lot of it was really all about engagement with the parishes, and that's all been kicked off again, and it's something he wants to do. Now, Barry has also met up with developers, and I think we're going to have to trash the news.
Yeah, we've got about we're going to trash the news.
Okay. We'll do some news headlines later. I'll see you anxiously looking at
that's
the clock.
That's all right. We'll skip the news. We'll do the news headlines.
I'm in my flow.
In a little while, yeah.
Barry has also met up with property developers. These are not secret meetings. He was keen to stress officers from the council were present, and developers want to talk to Brentwood Borough Council about creating part of this 6,300 housing stock that the council needs. Now, one area is around Mount Nessing roundabout. I don't know if you can picture this, but off the Mount Nessing roundabout, they built another roundabout, and they had some signs go up about 7 or 8 years ago with hotel written on it. Okay. Then hotel was crossed out, and then nothing. There was a plan to build a big, like a Premier Inn or a Holiday Inn there at that land, and it fell through, and it's not going to happen now. So they built a roundabout with an access road, and the access road just goes into the field now. So
with a little tent with Lenny Henry in it.
They do let him sleep in a bed in the park, don't they? And there's no hidden plans. They're hoping to get some more housing, but it's got to be with full consultation with the public. Going to be full consultation in the borough chamber with all the members, and they want it to have a massive benefit to any proposal that comes into the people who need the housing, the people who have to live with them as well, and the facilities as well. Yeah. Now, not all of these 6,300 houses can be included in what they call the urban envelope, so you can't just put it next to the cities. Basically, some of it will have to be on the green belt,
right?
This is a problem that every council up and down the country has to deal with. Again, coming back to the parish council meeting, four parish councillors were coming up with some suggestions for sites. So Barry feels that they're on board with the idea of doing this, but obviously there's got to be proper consultation going on.
Yeah.
So a lot of positivity about trying to get moving with the whole housing side and talking to parishes and making sure they're not neglected. Because I was at a meeting of Visit Essex earlier on this year, and this wasn't a council thing, but there were representatives. This was all about marketing Brentwood, so this was more of a commercial thing. And there were people from the parish councils there, and they were complaining bitterly that they felt the cities get all the goodies and just ignore the villages and the parishes.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So I know it's a hot potato for them. But but they're very, I'm told they're very happy with the way things are going at the moment.
Well, it all sounds win-win, all sounds very positive. But what do the opposition have to say about it? Do we know?
No, we don't. No.
Okay.
We will be asking for a response.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So, from Barry Aspinall's point of view, he said there was no engagement before with the parishes.
Okay.
So, we'll talk about that, and we'll see what they think of.
Be interesting to
know what the court are doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Okay. All right. Well, we'll go to a bit of music. We'll have some news headlines, and then we'll come back with part two. Thanks, Paul.
Okay.